It is with sadness that I reflect on the sanctity of life Sunday, the last Sunday of January. 35 years ago on January 28, the Supreme Court of Canada, Morgenthaler decision, struck down the existing abortion law as being unconstitutional. The court did not decide on the abortion question, they did not demand it to be legal, nor did they find a right to abortion for women. The court expected Parliament to pass a new abortion law. Therefore, 35 years later, Parliament still refuses to open the debate. We need a law.ca/2021/033 takeaways from the Morgenthaler case. As a result, there is no law and abortions are taking place throughout the 9 months of pregnancy. Statistics show over 100,000 per year. In the ninth month they are rare, but it does happen. Daily in our media, we hear about the crisis over the environment. Climate change and the plights of polar bears, the near extinction of monarch butterflies and a $100,000 fine or 2 years in jail for killing a bald eagle, Alberta fish and wildlife, or saving the Amazon rainforest. Now protecting our world and the creatures therein is not a bad thing in itself, but my grave lament is that political leaders or the elite at the World Economic Forum think nothing of killing babies in the womb, giving struggling mothers ample abortion opportunities rather than saying, "We are here for you. Your unborn baby is a human being and needs protection. How can we help?" I applaud our American neighbors. Tens of thousands of people marched to the U.S. Capitol building for the 50th annual March for Life celebrating the fall of Roe v. Wade decision just this past week. And what about us, here in Canada? We can get very discouraged and even angry at the plight of our poor unborn babies, our future generations. What can I do as I reflect on this sanctity of life Sunday? If I can encourage and support even one struggling mother to have the courage to give life to her baby, or if I can have empathy for the mother that is silently suffering, because of an abortion, then it is the first step. For life. Jean Landry. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.